Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's go to our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God this morning? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And if are you free of distractions at this time? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 to 11. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the Lord makes it clear, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. So the focus here in our first reading is about the Word of God and the value, the power of the Word of God. And the Lord confirms, he verifies for us that the Word of God will do his will. It will not return to him void, being ignored, pushed off, devalued, disobeyed. Once again, the Lord says, my word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will. What God says to do and not to do is so important, my friends. And here in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the Lord confirms that for us. He makes it clear that we are to follow the Word of God. And in the Word of God, our Lord says this, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And this is powerful. When the Lord was tempted in the desert by Satan himself, that was the response that our Lord gave to Satan, that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And the Lord in this reading once again affirms us, and he is absolutely clear that his word will not be returned to him void, but shall do his will. So I ask you the question, are you doing the will of God today in everyday life? Or is it acceptable in your life to ignore the word of God, to go the opposite way? because God's standards are high. He expects us to follow His word, to do His will. And the first reading from the prophet Isaiah gives us that pathway, that direction to follow the will of God. And if we are out there, my friends, compromising what God says to do and not to do, going the opposite way, doing what feels good, then we have a correction to be made today. And if you're out there, my friends, and you know who you are, in the eyes of God, are you following the will of God? Are you listening and adhering to God's word? Or are you returning the word of God void? God is calling you and I to do His will. And He won't settle for less. He deserves 100% from you and I, my friends. Don't forget, our Lord Jesus Christ died for us to save us from our sins, to give us access to eternal life with our Father in heaven. So when we think about doing the will of God, isn't that something that you and I should do? Shouldn't we want to do that? Because the Lord did so much for us, and our Father sent His only Son to do it, and He died for us. That's how much our Father in heaven loves us. So I challenge you today, my friends, to start walking in faith, walking in the light of Christ, to do the will of God, and to follow in the Word of God. Once again, the Lord says, "My word shall not return to me void." So we want to be doers of the word and not hearers only, going the opposite way. God calls us to step up to the plate and to do the very, very best that we can to fulfill the word of God, to live it out. Let's go to our second reading. From the book of Romans, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 23. And here it is. "Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. We also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from St. Paul to the Romans, St. Paul gives us a tremendous message, and he makes a comparison between sufferings and the glory of God. "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed to us." No pain, no gain, my friends. The sufferings that we experience here on earth. What suffering are you enduring today? What is it that you have gone through in the past? There are so many examples of people suffering out there in the world. But the glory that God will reveal to us is far greater than any suffering that we can endure. And the greatest suffering that we can actually identify in the history of the world is the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. His passion and death, my friends. The beating that our Lord took was so great, so powerful. And he did it intentionally so he could save us from our sins. He suffered a great deal. In the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane, where he sweated blood. He sweated blood, not perspiration, but blood, actual drops of blood. The scourging at the pillar, where he was beaten to a pulp, right down to the bone. The crowning of Jesus with thorns, where the thorns penetrated his scalp, giving him great pain. Every time we sin, we put another thorn into that crown that Jesus is wearing. The carrying of the cross with our Lord fell three times, and he rose from that fallen position to carry it once again. Only his divine nature could help him through that process. No human being could have endured it. And of course, the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, where our Lord is nailed to the cross. And he did it all for us. So again, in our second reading, St. Paul makes the comparison of the sufferings that you and I will endure versus the glory of God that will be revealed to us. And it's powerful. But what sufferings are you enduring today? Last week, I served communion to a young girl who's 12 years old, who has cancer for 1 year. The week before, I prayed over her and her family. And actually, we began with a prayer over a little statue they purchased of Our Lady Guadalupe. And it was revealed to me that their daughter has cancer for 1 year. And I embraced her. I took her in my arms, held her for at least a minute or two, and then prayed over her for a miracle. But the sufferings of people with cancer, what they will endure in going through the weight loss, the loss of hair, the pain that they will endure, both internally and externally. What sufferings are you enduring today? Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's the divorce of two parents, and now you're growing up without your father, without your mother. What sufferings, my friends, are you enduring? I want you to remember, as you experience the pain and suffering that you're going through, whatever it is, and it could be something like incarceration, loneliness, addiction from drugs and alcohol. It could be anything that causes you pain. Remember that the contrast here is the glory of God is far greater. So as much negativity that as you will experience in pain and suffering, on the opposite side, the glory of God will be far greater than anything that you have endured. And we want to acknowledge that, because the power of God to get us through those days in which we are suffering is very great. I remember working out in the gym, being told that no pain, no gain. So in life, there will be painful things that we have to go through. You know, and I remember just recently speaking with a young man who didn't want to do something, and it happened to be he didn't want to finish high school. And I told him, I said, Andrew, you know, in life, sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, like pay bills or finish school. In this case, he didn't want to finish high school, and he has 3 years to go. He's starting 10th grade in September. And I told him, you know, when you get a high school diploma, I said, you'll have jobs that will not be available if you don't have a high school diploma. So, you know, I encourage you to get that diploma and to move forward. But for him, it's painful to go to school, and he has to get through that. He has to see the value of education, the value of getting a college degree, a high school diploma, a GED, licenses in the trades, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, whatever it is that's plaguing you, that's causing you suffering. I want you to offer it up to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And we pray for all those people who are suffering. Brings me back to my father, Dominic Montone, who passed away May 6th, 1981, many years ago. And he never wanted to be a burden to anyone. He prayed often that, Lord, when his time comes, that he will not be a burden to anyone, a liability to anyone. As a police officer, he helped many people. He took care of his family and people in the community. So he never wanted to be a burden, to be dependent upon nurses and doctors and other aides. And he got his wish, my friends, because he died suddenly May 6, 1981, and his life ended. But I just tell you, he did get his wish. He was never a burden to anyone. And he never suffered like the suffering that some people have to go through here on earth in different ways, whether it be kidney dialysis for several years or the amputation of a limb or multiple limbs or cancer. So we just pray for those right now, my friends, who are suffering, that the Lord will lift them up and give them the courage and strength to endure and to see the great value in the glory of God that awaits them. We ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. And here it is. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and he sowed. Some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, but some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, and indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel of Matthew today, we are given a great message, my friends, and the Lord lays it out this way. Whoever has ears ought to hear. And if we have two ears and one tongue, one mouth, we are called to listen twice as much as we speak. We listen first and then we speak. But there are those out there who hear but are not listening. They are walking the opposite way that God tells them to walk, doing what feels good, doing what God says not to do. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. And I know in our prison ministry, we've had hundreds and hundreds of men who have done exactly that. They have gone the opposite way. They have heard, but they weren't listening. They didn't care to listen. And there are those out there, my friends, outside prison walls who are doing exactly the same, living an immoral life, doing what God says not to do, committing adultery left and right. God calls us to a higher standard. And he puts it this way, my friends, whoever has ears ought to hear. And we all have good hearing. But are we listening? Are we doers of the word or hearers only? Inactive, not taking action on what the Lord tells us to do. The book of James makes it clear that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Put your faith into action, my friends. Live out your faith. Be an example, a role model for your children and grandchildren, for those in the community. Our kids are watching. They're not doing what we tell them to do. They are doing what they see us doing. I remember one of the guys in the Wings program who started drinking beer at age 7 because his father and his uncles told him it's okay to do it in our home with us. And by 7, he began drinking. By age 10, he was rolling joints and smoking marijuana. By 11, 12, drinking cases of beer. Led into a life of addiction to alcohol and drugs. So I tell you, my friends, whoever has ears ought to hear. That's the message from the Gospel of Matthew. And the Word of God goes on to say this. This is why I speak to you in parables. Because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. So the Lord has given us a diverse message in so many categories because he wants us to understand it. The simplicity of the Word of God is so apparent. We are really blessed to understand the Word of God if we open the Word, if we make time for God, if we open our hearts for God, open the Word of God and read it, fall in love with it, and then live it out. But the Word of God tells us that people look but do not see, and they hear but do not listen or understand. And as people go into church and attend Mass, how many of us will leave church and be in those categories where we look but do not see what God is talking about? We hear but we do not listen, and we walk the other way just after leaving the church. So let's get some things straight. Are we practicing the golden rule to treat others as you would like to be treated? Or are we offensive, angry, arrogant, impatient, unkind, uncompassionate? Where are you and I in those categories, my friends? Because God calls us to make changes. He says, hear and then listen. Understand. Don't walk the other way, but follow in the footsteps that I call you. The Word of God goes on to say this: but the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. What fruit have you been bearing in your life? Good fruit or bad fruit? Is your life filled with a legacy of good things or a legacy of unfortunate times and moments and circumstances? Which is it, my friends? Because God calls us to, you know, to move forward and to bear great fruit, to yield 100 or 60 or 30-fold. And one of the ways we can do that is by listening to the Word of God, to building up a strong family for our children and grandchildren, to helping other people in the community to get their life straight as well. Whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me, God has said. And whatever you do or did not do for the least of your brothers, you did not do it for me. That's our show for today, my friends. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us here at Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.